This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. Governor Newsom signed a law limiting cell phone use by kids in public schools. We will go in depth on that. But first, a company well known for gas stations has been accused of lying when it comes to a completely different business, Craig Figner reports.
There are essentially seven different types of plastic, but only two are the most likely and easily recycled. They're water bottles and shampoo bottles, essentially thick plastics. ExxonMobil, for decades, claims it's got a program called Advanced Recycling that allows these plastics, along with any other type of plastic, things like chip bags, reusable utensils, straws, all of them can be compressed into liquid and gas molecules, and that can be used to make what they call valuable new products. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta is suing ExxonMobil, says that claim is a publicity stunt.
And they aim to make us feel less guilty about our waste if we recycle it. Advanced recycling. It's just a fancy way of saying that heat or chemicals are used to break down plastic instead of grinding it up manually. The truth is, plastics produced through so-called advanced recycling contain so little recycled plastic waste that they are effectively new plastics.
He calls what ExxonMobil is doing greenwashing. He's suing to stop what they call advanced recycling. He also wants them to stop using the Chasing Arrows logo that's on a lot of plastic, claiming it's made from recycled products, and he's also suing the company for monetary damages. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The bear won't go away. Black bear has made itself at home in the crawl space under a home in Sierra Madre. Bob and Susan Nessler started noticing bear droppings in their yard a couple of weeks ago, and then a neighbor called police after seeing a bear crawl into the hole under the porch. They had hoped the bear would eventually move on. Fish and Wildlife installed motion-controlled sprinklers that they hoped would convince a bear to leave, but that has not worked. The family says it doesn't want Fish and Wildlife to do anything that would hurt him. They're calling him Junior, and they believe he may be on the older side. Online intelligence could be the key to preventing flash mob robberies. Larry Perel has more.
The string of 7-Eleven robberies over the past couple of months has stirred community leaders to call for change. Earl Ofari Hutchinson is the president of the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable. He says in order to stop groups of thieves, task forces made up of law enforcement need to get on the inside.
Especially trained officers, especially attuned to one thing, how to proactively use social media, because the mob and leaders of the mob, they're proactively using social media.
He says knowing where and when these robberies will take place is key and will allow law enforcement to get there before a robbery happens. And once you take people into custody,
you're apprehended, you're going to pay a stiff penalty, prosecution, and a stiff jail sentence. I think after a bit of that, you sent a very strong message. It's got to stop, and we're going to stop it.
He says we do have sufficient laws to prosecute these crimes, but their application in the past has been inconsistent. I'm Larry Perel, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A big group of students hit the streets in front of a Magnet High School in Lake Balboa, upset about two teachers getting laid off. Pete Demetrio reports.
Students deserve to learn! Students deserve to learn! Students deserve to learn! Students deserve to learn!
About one half of the student body of 180 students, along with some parents, marched from Daniel Pearl Magnet High to district offices less than a block away, upset over the decision by the district to remove music teacher Wes Hambright and Spanish teacher Glenda Hurtado because the school didn't have a large enough population to warrant their continued work there. Colleen Elkins, president of the PTSA at Pearl Magnet, said the district's actions will hit this school hard.
We lose our music teacher, our whole music department's gone. If we lose our Spanish teacher, we have no Spanish here, which is crazy in LAUSD to not have a Spanish program.
Administrators at Daniel Pearl couldn't comment on the staffing reductions. I called the office of board member Scott Schmerlson, and they referred me to the communications department for LA Unified, which has not offered a statement on the decision to reduce staffing at the school. In Lake Balboa, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Mpox cases are going up in LA County. The Department of Public Health says the best thing you can do is get vaccinated to limit transmission and prevent serious disease. Cases have doubled in the last 4 weeks to 52. About 70% of the new cases are in people who weren't vaccinated. People in high-risk groups urged to get fully vaccinated with two doses for the best protection. Second doses can be given no matter how long it's been since you got the first one. The man convicted of killing rapper PNB Rock has been sentenced to 31 years to life. Freddie Trone found guilty of murder and robbery in the shooting in a South L.A. restaurant in 2022. The rapper shot in the chest once, twice in the back. His girlfriend was threatened unless he handed over his jewelry. This happened while they were eating lunch at Roscoe's on West Manchester. His accomplice in the robbery was sentenced to 12 years. Trone's son also charged, but his case currently in juvenile court.
Unrest on campus. The latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Faculty members are accusing UC campuses of labor violations over pro-Palestinian protest crackdowns. They say the system is suppressing their speech in violation of state labor law. Council of University of California Faculty Associations filed a complaint with the State Public Employment Relations Board. It says administrators have threatened faculty for teaching about the history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and retaliated against faculty for supporting the protesters. The university says it supports free speech and lawful protest, but that it has to also make sure that community members can safely continue to study and to work. California suing ExxonMobil over plastic, and Exxon is responding. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer, text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. The governor signed into law a bill to restrict the use of smartphones on school campuses across the state. That policy is going to take effect in the summer of 2026. Joining us now, one of the co-authors of the Phone Free School Act, Long Beach Democratic Assemblyman Josh Lowenthal. Thanks for joining us today.
You got it. Thanks for taking interest.
So why were you and your kids so determined that the kids should leave their phones kind of at the classroom door, as it were?
Well, you know, kids' mental health these days is in a horrible state. Anxiety, depression, suicide, eating disorders are exponentially higher than they were 10 years ago. And school just isn't the same as when I grew up. The focus on what the teacher is saying or what the textbook is saying is too often replaced by students distracted by what's happening on their smartphones. So we need to have some change.
The main opposition to this idea that people would otherwise support is the fact that given the state of the world today, you've got mass shootings happening inside schools, and they say kids should be able to reach out and call out in case of emergency, reach out to the parents, let them know they're okay when the shooting gets taken care of. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, sadly, everything from earthquakes to active shoot lockdowns are emergencies that unfortunately are reality in the world that we live in. But the last thing we want to do is prevent a parent from getting in touch with their child in situations like this, which is why the law allows students to use their phones in the case of emergencies. The other thing that the bill allows, or the law allows, is for each district to come up with their own policies that are going to be specific to those districts. So rural districts are going to be very different than urban districts and so forth. For example, at Catalina Island in my district, and students may have to monitor where their parents are out on boats at any given time as a family matter. And so each district is going to be able to come up with their own policies, but specifically designed to limit use and to focus on what's happening in the classroom.
Some wiggle room there. All right. Thank you so much. One of the co-authors of the Phone Free School Act, Long Beach Democratic Assembly member Josh Lowenthal. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thieves been making off with succulents from the Huntington Botanical Gardens.
There's the visual appeal. People want a souvenir of their visit, perhaps. But there's also an economic issue at play. That's why people are taking them from the wild.
But it is illegal, and as Karen Adams reports, it's also harming the environment.
People are pulling them up out of the ground while visiting Huntington's Desert Garden. The garden's Nicole Cavender says these thefts are part of a larger, more global problem.
Poaching of wild populations are on the rise globally, especially in areas where there are unique plants that are, say, endemic to that region. So places like California, Chile, Argentina, Madagascar, South Africa, and there seems to be a market for them.
She says make sure you're not buying succulents that were plucked from the wild or places like Huntingdon that are working to preserve species of plants. Cavender says the black market for succulents is bringing some plants close to extinction.
There actually are species of plants going on the IUCN endangered plant list, the International Union for the Concern of Nature.
Cavender says if you suspect the succulent you purchase was obtained illegally, report it. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Governor Newsom signed a law that schools have to teach a landmark court case that's seen as an important lesson of pushing back against discrimination. Mendez v. Westminster helped bring about the end of segregation laws in schools across the country, and it'll now be a mandatory element of history and social science classes in California public schools. The 1947 federal court case centered on events that happened in 1943 when Sylvia Mendez and her brother others were turned away after they tried to enroll at 7th Street School in Westminster.
Campaign 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, he's going back. Former President Donald Trump will hold a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania at the same site of the assassination attempt against him in July. This is according to two sources familiar with campaign plans. The rally, currently scheduled for October 5th at the Butler Farm Show Fairgrounds, likely to be behind bulletproof glass as part of new security measures that were put in place since the attempt. An environmentalist says very happy that California is suing ExxonMobil over its recycling claims. That's coming up. Back now to the state of California accusing oil giant ExxonMobil of telling massive lies for decades about recycling plastics. Exxon's the world's largest producer of materials used to make plastic products and is now being sued by California Attorney General Rob Bonta. A suit welcomed by the state director of Environment California, Laura Dean. She tells us the AG has carried out a thorough investigation.
They subpoena documents that have never been seen before from oil companies who are the biggest producers of the polymers that are the kind of building block of plastic products. Their investigation has led them to conclude that ExxonMobil is not only actually responsible for the global plastic pollution crisis that we're all dealing with here, but that they knowingly underwent a campaign of deception. They tricked us to think and believe that the environment would be protected as long as we recycle the products, as long as you get them in the right bin. And unfortunately, we're now learning that more than 90% of that plastic that we thought was getting recycled is never recycled. It's just staying in the environment. It's ending up in landfills. It's breaking down into smaller and smaller pieces. And a lot of it's ending up in our ocean, in our rivers, where it's harming wildlife as well as human health.
She says real plastic recycling is a myth.
Mostly what we're purchasing when we buy something made of plastic is virgin plastic, just made from oil, made from petroleum, and that is continuing to contribute to the pollution crisis that we see from that, you know, from the extraction of oil, the drilling of oil.
And she says she hopes the legal action will bring about radical change.
One of the parallels that people look to is the tobacco lawsuits. You know, there was a lawsuit that was filed decades ago now against the big tobacco companies for knowing that they were harming public health with their products and yet choosing to not only ignore that, but actually cover it up with their marketing campaigns. And that lawsuit ended up getting joined by dozens of other states, and it ended up playing a key role in providing resources like funding to help to combat the scourge of tobacco addiction. And I think that something like that could happen here again, where it is an opportunity for not only greater public awareness of the problems associated with plastic pollution, the fact that it's not recyclable, it's important that we learn that now, but also I think there could be real consequences to these companies. It could be a warning to other companies, you know, to be forthright and honest and not deceive the public, or they could risk significant costs down the line. And then also that any funding, any settlement money that came from a suit like this, that could be significantly beneficial as a society, it's us and it's our kids in the future who are going to have to clean this mess up. And so I really hope that we're able to get more resources, you know, more money to actually do that cleanup work.
And for its part, ExxonMobil is hitting back. A company Sabin blames California officials for failing to retool its recycling program to keep plastic out of landfills. Exxon says that instead of suing, the state should be working with the company on the issue, and says it is its advanced recycling has helped the reuse of 60 million pounds of plastic waste. Time for a look at your money. Here's Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
A handful of Fed officials today left open the possibility of additional large interest rate cuts over the next 12 months, noting current rates still weigh heavily on the U.S. economy. Stocks finished the day slightly higher, with records for the Dow and the S&P. The Dow added 61, a tenth percent. The S&P up 16, or a quarter percent. The Nasdaq gained 26, a tenth percent. U.S. business activity is not growing as quickly as economists expected, mostly because of a continued turndown in manufacturing. The preliminary report from S&P Global says U.S. manufacturing shrank more severely in September than in August and hit a 15-month low. California is suing ExxonMobil for allegedly deceiving the public for half a century by promising recycling would address the global plastics pollution crisis. ExxonMobil is one of the world's largest producers of plastics. I'm Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Monday, September 23rd, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.